Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates, March 28th, 1952, and the title is The Wild Miller of Pirate Falls. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
Serials present
Wild Bill Hickok! Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talking cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of The Wild Miller of Paiute Falls. Close your eyes for 30 seconds. Picture a bowl full of golden Kellogg's Rice Krispies with strawberries and cream. Sure looks good, doesn't it? And listen, hear that snap, crackle, pop? Well, that's the Rice Krispies telling you how fresh and crisp they are. Yep, Kellogg's Rice Krispies make a cheery, delicious breakfast. Now have some tomorrow. And boys and girls, later in the program, you'll find out how to get the Aerodoodle rocket-launching beanie that Kellogg's Rice Krispies has for you. Throughout the vast and violent emptiness of the Old West, there was many an outlaw to test the mettle and defy the six-gun law of United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok. One of these treacherous desperados plunged Wild Bill and his deputy Jingles into a death struggle with the Wild Miller of Paiute Falls.
Confounded, where is that sheriff? Come in.
Morning, Mr. Pennyworth.
Now, Sheriff, it's about time. I sent for you over 2 hours ago.
Well, now, Mr. Pennyworth, I got the whole county to worry about, you know. Early this morning, I got word from old Rusty Jenkins that somebody'd been touching up his brand with a running iron.
I don't care a hoot who's after his critters. I'm losing gold right out of a stone vault with a guard sitting right there.
I know. You told me last week. You lost some more?
Yes, I've lost some more. This bank will be ruined if it doesn't stop, and so will all the ranchers who put their money in my care. Now, you've got to find out who's stealing that gold and how and get it back.
Well, now, I gotta admit, I...
That infernal racket out there is another thing. Now, why can't you run that crazy Lem Creswell out of town? Now, we can't do any work with that noise going night and day.
It's a dad-blame nuisance, I know, but Lem claims he's invented a gold-making machine in that there mill of his. He's got the property and he's got the right to do what he wants on it.
Well, if it keeps up, the whole town of Paiute Falls is going to be just as crazy as he is. But that comes later. What about the thieves?
I gotta admit, I'm stumped, Mr. Pennyworth.
You mean you're giving up? No. Sheriff, those two strong boxes of nuggets and gold dust were entrusted to this bank for safekeeping. Wells Fargo is sending a special stage to pick it up day after tomorrow.
Now, hold your horses, Pennyworth. I said I was stumped, but I didn't say I was giving up. Not by a long shot.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I've already done it. I sent for the only man I know who can handle a job like this. You ought to be here before sundown. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok.
Hey, Bill, this town of Paiute Falls is bigger than I thought.
Sure, Jingles. It's a trading center for all those ranches we pass riding in.
Hey, what's making all that racket?
Looks like some kind of a mill up here on the bank of the creek. What do you say we have a look?
Yeah. What kind of a mill would be this close to the middle of town?
Ooh, but you're standing
there, boy. Whoa, Joker, stay there now.
Well, whatever it is, it sure makes plenty of noise.
Well, that ain't the queerest looking contraption. Look at the big water wheel. It's got a furnace, too.
I don't see anybody around.
Ought to be somebody running it. Hey, there he is, Bill. Little old gent with a spiked beard. Funny looking, ain't he?
Yeah. Howdy, mister.
Now, you get away from here.
Not a very sociable gent, is it?
Now, just a minute, stranger.
Yeah, we don't mean no harm. We just want to...
You hear me? I said get away now. Get.
Jingles, Duck, I've got a gun.
This is Charlie Lyon and your singing cowboy friend, Slim. Now, Slim here has one of those swell new beanie caps that shoots rocket planes. Is that the same kind the kids can get?
Sure is, Charlie. Nifty, huh?
Oh, I'll say. It's a bright-colored red and green cap, kids. A beanie. Now, on top of the beanie, there's a 4-inch tube. You put a rocket plane on the tube and blow it sky high. Hey, do you have one of the planes, Slim?
You betcha. Right here. Say, you get three of them when you get this here outfit, too. Now, you put a plane on the launching tube, you put the beanie on your head, and then on the back of your beanie, you fasten the 20-inch flexible blasting tube and you blow into it. Zip! Up zooms the rocket plane right off your beanie cap. Did you ever see anything like it?
Oh, no. Say, how can a kid get a beanie cap and those rocket planes?
Why, shucks, it's easy. All they do is send in a box top from a regular or a large-size package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies along with 25 cents. They send it to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best. And how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
That's right. Send a Rice Krispies box top and a quarter to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. Better hurry. Now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok.
Curiosity led Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles to investigate the noisy mill at the entrance to the town of Paiute Falls. But as they approached the mill, a small man with a spiked beard ordered them away, then suddenly opened fire with a six-gun.
Hey, you ornery horned toad, what's all the shooting for?
That was just a warning, stranger. I don't like to have people I don't know meddling around my mill. Who are you, anyway?
Well, when you get the answer, you'll see how lucky you are not to have more holes in you than a honeycomb.
Well, speak up. Who are you?
I'm Jingles, that's who. And this partner of mine is Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok? Oh, my pointed beard. I did make a mistake, didn't I? Mr. Hickok, I am sorry. Come in. Now, come over here, gents, and take a look. I'll show you just how this here mill works. Now, this here machine of mine makes real gold.
Oh, come on, Bill, I gotta see this.
Don't get too close to those gears, Jingles.
Now, Jingles, you watch right down there in that pan. Now, lean right over close.
Yeah, I see the pan. Hey, stop pushing.
Jingles, look out.
Let me hold my jacket's caught in the gears. Help!
Pull away, Jingles. Move.
Oh, no, that's the camera. Right those gears. Now, look what you done to the machinery.
You all right, partner?
I ain't sure, Bill. Hoo-wee. I could have been ground to sausage in those gears. Lamb Creswell, you pushed me into them.
You ruined my gold machine, you two meddling idiots. You ruined my invention.
Take it easy, mister. You can get that timber out. And just take a warning. I'd be mighty careful of pushing people into gears like that. Somebody might get hurt.
I didn't push the big tub. It ought to show you that it's kind of dangerous to go meddling where you're not wanted, Hickok. Very dangerous.
It's a dad-blamed, head-muddling mystery, Mr. Hickok.
Well, let's talk to the banker.
Pennyworth's office is right through that door.
Bank looks right prosperous, Sheriff.
Well, it won't be if we don't get that gold back. It's going to be ruined and half the people in the valley with it. Reckon I better knock.
Come in.
Come on, Bill, Jingles.
Sheriff, I wish you'd go on and tend to your business until you can bring me some news.
Now hold a harness on that temper of yours there, Pennyworth.
Well,
I got some news, and the person of Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. Shake hands, gents.
Oh, Molly, how are you? How do you do?
I brought him over just as soon as I got to town.
Yes, well, I'm glad you're here, Hickok. And
I'm being robbed. Somebody's stealing the gold right from under my...
He knows all that, Pennyworth. I told him. What he wants to see now is your vault.
Oh, does he know that Wells Fargo is coming for the gold I haven't got on the day after tomorrow?
No, I didn't. That doesn't give us very much time.
No, it doesn't. Close that outside door, will you, Sheriff?
Sure.
Yeah, good. Now, this door leads down my private stairs to the...
Bill, you...
Private stairs, huh?
Bill, you're thinking maybe...
Never mind, Jingles.
Oh, don't tell all I know, huh?
Not just yet.
Yeah, come right on down, gentlemen. Be careful, they're kind of narrow.
Yeah, they sure are. Uh-oh, Bill, I'm stuck here.
Well, turn sideways and come on down, Jingles.
Oh, now you know that won't do no good. I'm the same size sideways as I am frontways.
Well, let all the air out and shrink.
Oh, all right.
You see? That works all right now, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hope I can get back up again.
Here, Mr. Hickok. Here, this is the vault, and Matt here is one of the three guards I keep here around the clock. Matt, this is Mr. Hickok, and Jingles, his deputy.
Well, howdy,
Matt. Tell me, Matt, have you heard anything strange going on down here?
No, sir, Mr. Hickok, nothing.
Hey, what's that? The bank is falling in. I'm trapped down here, Bill. We'll never get out alive.
Jingles, simmer down now. That's not the bank.
No, that's that confounded mill of Lem Creswell's again.
Oh, I guess he's got it going again after all.
Yeah. Well, this vault looks tight enough. Big iron door, solid stone walls. Can't see how anybody could get in there without a key.
Well, now, I've got the only key, and I keep it locked up.
Well, then you must be taking your own gold.
What? You're accusing me of robbing my own bank?
Jingles, that's enough.
Well, he could, Bill.
Never mind.
How dare you accuse me?
I just said you could.
Cut it out, Gordon.
Well, I didn't.
How do we know that?
Jingles?
Oh, well.
All right, settle down. We've got work to do.
Well, now, I'm glad that stopped. Maybe we can hear ourselves for a change.
Strange that we can hear that mill so plain down here under the bank.
I'd swear you could hear that ding-busted contraption for 40 miles around.
Is the gold kept in the usual iron strong boxes, Mr. Pennyworth?
Yes, right in the middle of the vault.
Well, we'll do what we can to find the thieves.
Where are we going to look first, Bill?
First, we're going to get a room at the hotel. Whoever's pulling off this job is too smart to be caught in a few minutes. Looks like we'll be around for quite a while.
Gents, welcome to the Paiute Falls Hotel. I'm Ace Frang, the manager.
I'm Bill Hickok, Mr. Frang. This is my partner, Jingles.
Well, howdy. We come to get a room.
Well, now, I reckon Paiute Falls ought to celebrate this as a big occasion. Ain't often we get such high and mighty visitors around here.
Now, I ain't sure I like your tone of voice, Frang.
Never mind, Jingles. How about a room, Ace?
Well, sure, we can fix you up. I even got a room with a bathtub right in it. The King's Suite, we call it. There's the key, second floor front.
Thanks. Come on, Jingles.
You gents here on business or just stopping on your way through?
We're here on business and it ain't none of yours.
Never mind, Jingles. Mr. Frang, you got a right nosy way of asking questions. I'd get over it if I were you.
Now, there's some real good advice.
Well, I didn't mean to start no trouble. Like I said, we ain't used to such high and mighty visitors here. Kind of hard to know how to treat them. But I figure to catch on.
Come on, Jingles.
Yeah. I figure to catch on right quick.
Boy, oh boy. I sure hate to get out of this water. Just a little while longer, Bill. Oh, mid pleasure and palaces, though I may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
Jingles, what was that?
Some sneaking buzzard threw this rock through the window and it landed right in this tub.
Through the window?
See anybody, Bill?
No, I don't, partner. Not a sign. Maybe somebody didn't like your singing.
Oh, now, Bill, you know they wouldn't throw a big rock like this at me just for singing Home Sweet Home. Hey, look. There's a note tied to the rock.
Let me see that.
Oh, it's all wet. Can you read it?
Yeah, I can read it all right. Looks like we've stirred up a real hornet's nest this time.
Well, what does the note say?
It just says, Hickok, if you want to keep on breathing, you better take that lard-barrel deputy of yours and get out of town.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Doggone, yes, sirree. They're fun to listen to and fun to eat. When you put the milk on Rice Krispies, what happens? Why, they talk right up to you. Snap, crackle, and pop to tell you how crisp and how fresh they are. Sure they do. And do you know what the big talk about this talking cereal is right now? Well, it's about a whiz of a rocket-launching beanie cap that you can get. Fits right on your head just like any other beanie, only this one shoots off rockets. It's got a rocket-launching tube on top of it and a long rocket-blasting tube that comes around from the back of the beanie. Now, you fit a rocket plane on top of the launching tube, you blow into the rocket-blasting tube, and zoom-o, up goes the rocket plane. Why, she can go as high as a house, too. Now, you can get all this gear, the bright red and green beanie, the launching tube, the rocket blasting tube, and three swell, blunt-nosed, sturdy rocket planes. Just send in your name and address on the box top of a regular or large-size package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies and 25 cents. You better send now, though, because the supply is limited. Send the Rice Krispies box top and a quarter to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. Send now to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. And now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok.
While Jingles was taking a bath up in their hotel room, a big rock crashed through the window and landed in the tub. Attached to the rock was a note which told Bill and Jingles to get out of town.
Well, Jingles, I think we're coming to the end of the trail.
You caught the thief?
No, but we're getting out of town. Come on.
You mean we're running out without doing what we come here to do? Steady, Joker.
We're going to leave town and double back. I want the coyote that threw that rock in the window to think he scared us out.
Well, what's the sheriff going to think?
I've told him all about it. Here he comes now.
Oh. You still figuring on trying this trick, Hickok?
Sure am, Sheriff. Now, you spread the word around that we left real sudden-like.
Sure. Uh-oh. Here's the man to spread it.
Hey, Hickok, what happened to that window in your room?
Somebody threw a rock through it.
A rock? What for?
To tell us to get out of town, and that's just what we're doing.
And who's going to pay me for my window?
Find the man who threw that rock and ask him for it, Ace.
Yeah, and give him our regards. So long. Bye, Sheriff.
Adios, gents. Sorry we couldn't catch them gold thieves, but it ain't the first time some varmint's got away with something like that.
That's right, Sheriff. See you on our next trip through. Come on, Jingles. Hi, Bunch.
Jump, Joker. You heard what Bill said. Ho,
ho, ho! All right, Jingles. This is far enough.
Well, what are we doing back at Lem Craswell's mill?
Quiet. Just keep your ears open, partner. There's something fishy about this mill, and I mean to find out what it is.
Then he told me about the rock coming through the window. Me, mind you, Lamb.
Bill, listen.
Yeah. Keep back in the shadows.
I don't care what you say, Ace. Hickok's not scared that easy.
Oh, he was scared stiff. Got out of town, didn't he?
Yeah, but that don't mean nothing to me.
Ah, come on, quit your worrying. Nothing can happen now.
Well, Jingles, that's just about what I figured. Now to get the proof.
Proof? What are we looking for, Bill?
I'm not quite sure. I've got an idea we'll find it down on the bank of this creek. Come on.
The moon ain't giving enough light to see much, Bill.
Watch your head there on that water wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, come around this way. The water's shallow here.
That water under the wheel sure looks deep and black.
Yeah. Yep. There it is, Jingles.
What?
Right there in the side of that bank. A nice little tunnel. Come on, we're going in there.
Oh, doggone it, Bill. You had me in more tight places today than I've been in for a month.
Duck your head a little.
Oh. This is bigger than I thought. I can almost stand up.
And the floor is hard packed. This is where Lem was getting the rock for his gold mill.
Well, you ain't saying that you really think he got gold out of that mill, are you?
No, but I think I'm going to show you where he did get it.
You mean he had... Ow! My shins. I quit. I've just been beaten and battered for the last time. I'm through.
Shh, quiet, Jingles. Oh. You'll ruin everything. Now, quick, light a match. Let's see what that word you stumbled over.
Oh, well, all right. Bill, it's an iron box.
Yeah. And now we'll see what's inside.
That's it. Look, Bill. Gold. Nuggets and gold dust.
That's right. And look. A crowbar with a hook on the end of it.
Oh, wait till I light another match.
Now, look at the end of this tunnel, Jingles. You see anything strange?
Oh, it's just a stone wall.
That's right, partner. A stone wall, just like we saw in the bank vault. And right down here... Yeah, there it is. A big stone that's loose. All they had to do was drag that stone out.
And then they took the hook and pulled the gold box out and took the gold out of it.
Then they put it back, and the mill made enough noise to cover up the whole operation. Mighty slick.
Yeah, Hickok, mighty slick.
Bill, that light. I can't see a thing. It's right in my eyes.
You don't have to, Jingles. That's our friend from the hotel, Ace Frank.
And I'm here too, Hickok. I just want you to know that. Because you didn't heed my warning to stay away from my mill.
Yeah, now you're going to die under that water wheel, both of you. You ain't taking that gold back.
You want the gold, Ace? Here's a whole handful of nuggets. There you are.
Ace! Ace, he's broke the lantern!
Get him, Jingles.
No, you don't. Shoot him, Ace!
I can't see what I'm shooting. I'm getting out of here.
No, Ace, wait a minute!
Grab Lim, Jings. I'll get this other coyote.
You ain't taking me, Hickok.
Your aim's mighty bad, Ace, and that's going to be your tough luck. You forgot I could see it too, huh? And now I'm gonna finish you off, Frank!
Hickok, is that you?
Yeah, Sheriff. You're just in time.
Is it them, Sheriff? Did they catch the thieves?
Well, we sure did, Mr. Pennyworth. One of them's laying there with a print of Bill's fist on his nose, and here's the other little varmint.
Let me down! Let go of my beard, you big ox!
There you are, Sheriff. You can take them both and lock them up.
Yeah, but what about my gold? Did you find that?
It's all back in the tunnel. Quite a stunt they had running the mill so loud they could steal the gold.
You mean that tunnel runs into my vault under the bank?
It sure does, Mr. Pennyworth. But you'll have all your gold for that Wells Fargo shipment.
See, Mr. Pennyworth, I told you. Hickok's the only man I knew who could uncover this mystery.
Hickok and Jingles, that is, Sheriff.
Well, I'm mighty obliged to you both.
No, Bill, I almost forgot. There's one more thing I gotta do.
Wait a minute, Jingles. What are you doing with that lever?
I'm starting that mill. That's what I'm doing.
Turn that thing off.
Oh, no, Bill. Just you wait a minute. There she goes, wide open.
Look out, it's tearing itself apart. You big hyena.
Well, you're out of business, Lem Creswell. People of Paiute Falls wanted some peace and quiet. Now they'll have it since your mill's tore itself down. For that, they can thank Wild Bill Hickok's Deputy Jingles. That's me.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Have a good weekend, folks, and we'll be back with you on Monday with another Wild Bill Hickok story.
Yeah, and it's all about a little bitty tyke who leads Wild Bill into a whole pack of trouble trying to find the secret of Arroyo Diablo.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right, it's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Clayton Post, John Daner, Herb Vigran, Lou Marcel, and Dusty Walker. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant, story by Larry Hayes. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok learns the secret of Arroyo Diablo. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it. Thank you.
welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.